Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing from Felician Village, once again with us. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning.
Well, human contact is ever so important for morale and just a whole list of positive things. But in this day and age, we really have to be careful now. I was hoping we could talk a little bit about making visits today in this COVID era.
Yeah, I mean, things definitely have changed since March and changed not only everyday things we do, but how we visit with our elders. And even though we still are not allowing inside the building visitation, we do have some tips for you for virtual visits and window visits because we can still do those.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to provide some tips to make your visit more enjoyable for both you and your loved one because this is all different for all of us.
Well, keeping that contact is the best way to do it. We got to do it right, too. So what advice can you give us?
Sure. Well, first of all, try to keep your visit upbeat, hopeful, and happy. Try not to dwell on the negative parts of what might be going on. If your visit is not going as you expected, maybe another day or a different time of the day might be better for your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
For a window visit. So this would be outside the building and looking into the window where the resident would be inside. Consider bringing a lawn chair or some other type of chair so that you can be at eye level with your loved one. So they're not having to look up and perhaps the sun glinting off of you or just clouding their vision.
Mm-hmm.
Also make sure you do bring your cell phone because windows must remain closed. And sometimes paper and a marker can be helpful, too, so that if someone does not understand what you are saying, you could write something onto a piece of paper.
Right.
Talk directly into the phone instead of using the speaker phone. It can be harder to hear when you're using the speaker. And then remember to look at your loved one. Many people do some degree of lip reading, even though their hearing might be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the eye contact and the lip moving and everything. That's very, very helpful.
It can make a big difference. And then if you have more than one person visiting, like sometimes a husband and wife or a person with grandchildren might come to visit great-grandma, try to limit your conversation to one person talking at a time. When too many people, and this can be even in-person visits, too many people are talking at a time, it can be confusing and overwhelming. And then try to keep that background noise and conversation with other visitors to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Jot down some things you'll talk about. Like I said at the beginning, this is different for all of us, so it might even be difficult for you to be thinking of things you normally would be thinking about. And sometimes residents, especially in this different way of doing visits, no longer initiate conversation. And then give your loved one a chance to answer before going on to more questions. And this process is new to them, and they may need some extra time to process what they see and hear. And many times there are things going on around us that can't be helped and may also be a distraction. Flipping through your phone, showing pictures, and talking at the same time can be overwhelming. Too many different things going on at once. So consider bringing printed copies of pictures. For video visits, make sure that you have a strong internet signal. If not, your mouth and words may not match, and it may be more difficult for your loved one to hear and then process that conversation. And then there is an old-fashioned way of communicating and staying in touch that I'd like to remind everyone about, and that's whether you have a loved one here or you're just looking to do something for someone in the community, sending a card or a letter and even a picture or two is always wonderful. Residents love getting mail from family and friends and showing the staff pictures of their family.
Sure.
So that's always appreciated.
And I always knew that a printed picture on photo paper sometimes wasn't convenient for my mother, so I started printing them on normal paper. And you can get more than one, you know, three pictures on a normal paper very comfortably. And it was so delightful for them because they could pass around the papers and see three photos at once.
Right.
What a great idea. So
yes, that is a great idea.
So human contact is so important, but more important right now is doing it safe. And these tips can certainly help us stay that way.
You are right, Jim. And that's what we all want for our loved ones, for our elders in our community to remain safe as well as ourselves.
Barb, thank you for joining us today.
Okay, thank you so much.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.